Well, here we are at the end of another season. This is just a quick update to let you know what I've got planned for the next season and a little recap on what we've covered over season 3. This last season has been my favourite so far. I feel like the show really hit its stride with some episodes like The Sword of Allah and The Last Prince of Wales. It's always fascinating for me to observe which episodes poll well with you guys and which don't. Sometimes when I get a gut feel that an episode will do particularly well, it does just okay. While other times I'll feel an episode will do about average and it becomes one of the most listened to. This was the case for our episode on Owen Glyndŵr. I loved learning about this guy and was overwhelmed with the messages, mainly from those of Welsh descent who were so happy that I covered a folk hero like him. I'm always stoked to get messages like this and I'm always up for recommendations for future episodes, and the more obscure the better. Thanks to a few generous patrons, I've managed to purchase a license for an audio library that has given me access to a wider range of backing, tracks, and sound effects. I've always felt music was a really important part of a storytelling podcast, especially for portions of episodes that deal with, you know, the long-awaited comeback or the mournful epilogue. So I'm stoked to be able to really tailor specific scenes with these. What else? Artwork. I've switched up the episode cover art now. When I first came up with the idea for the show, I liked the idea of each episode being a kind of old tome, you know, a story that was ready to be dusted off from a forgotten bookshelf and brought back to life again. Hence the name Anthology of Heroes. But a standard rectangular book doesn't really fit neatly into the, you know, square cover art a podcast uses, so I've streamlined this a bit. The portrait of the protagonist has been enlarged, while the flag and country name has been minimized. This was intentional. While I still try and tie the story of each protagonist back to a country, that link sometimes is really tenuous. Ultimately, the story behind the character is becoming much more central to the episode as I go into season 4. On the note of characters, women. I'm well aware that we're lacking an episode centered around women. In Aurelian, Last of the Romans, Zenobia was a pivotal character, but the episode was dedicated to Aurelian, not Zenobia. The reason for this is because I kind of tend to gravitate towards topics that revolve around conflict or military affairs of some kind, which are generally events dominated by men. So following that vein of thinking, that leaves me with heroines that are extremely well known and covered in other podcasts, like, you know, Joan of Arc, Boudicca, Eleanor of Aquitaine, and the like. When I do finally come across a juicy, unpolished gem that is a little more obscure, the lack of source material really stops me in my tracks. This is what happened for a scrapped episode I had about the Trung sisters of Vietnam, who led a fascinating-sounding rebellion against China. Though I'm sure in this case there's probably a lot more written about them in Chinese or Vietnamese. In summary, I will be trying harder to showcase the lives of more amazing women in season 4, but in the short term, if you have any suggestions, please do send them over. So what is on the cards for season 4? As you've probably been seeing, I've started to trend towards more multi-part episodes, and this is something I'm planning to continue. In season 4, I'm planning a series of episodes that track, I suppose, the fall of empires, religions, families, kingdoms, and that kind of thing. For instance, the first episode could track, you know, the humble beginnings of the family. The second could focus on the consolidation of the kingdom, how it expanded into an empire, and the third could talk about its downfall. I'm wanting to try this out because sometimes I release an episode and I play it back and the ending just doesn't have that emotional oomph I'm wanting to deliver. It doesn't stick out as much as I'd like it to. And I feel like this is because I've had to crunch down lots of background information, which means it's not always clear as to why the final stand or the final peace treaty is so important, you know, what it actually symbolizes. To address this, you'll start to see more multi-parters where each episode focuses on the life of a different person, but they'll all be tied together because their stories collectively tell a bigger story. So even if you wanted to jump straight into part 3, it's still an independent story and it could stand on its own. I'm really excited for this, and the first of these will be released in our very first episode of season 4. Apart from that, I've got a few more interviews lined up. I'll be re-recording one older episode to improve sound quality. I'd like to get another film review on the cards, and of course, another Last of the Romans series. In terms of timing, as usual, I'm planning to take about a month off in order to get everything in order and to get a head start on research for the next season. Personally, I'm really pleased with how things are looking for the show and how the show is ending up in all corners of the world. A big shout out to my first listener from Kosovo the other day. A huge thanks to you for keeping an independent podcast rising up. The only way the show grows is by word of mouth and recommendations, so if you're listening to this on Spotify, please do rate us. Spotify only very recently added this feature, so if you didn't see it before, you can now find it at the top of the episode list for the show. As usual, a big thank you to the show's Patreons, whose ranks you can enter by following the links in the description of this episode. This is Elliot Gates, your humble host for the Anthology of Heroes podcast, saying thanks a lot and take care. A huge thank you to the show's Patreon supporters, Claudia, Tom, Malcolm, and Roll. A lot of people don't realize this, but this is a one-man show, so there's a big chunk of time that goes into research, writing, editing, and all that. I love sharing these stories, and it means a lot knowing you guys are enjoying them. Your contributions help me keep the lights on, sound libraries, web hosting, books, and all that. If you're not a patron already, we've got some really cool rewards, like having the option to read out some of the quotes we use in our episodes. If you want to go have a look, tap the link in our bio.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.
A news story gets shared by a friend on social media, or you catch a tweet that really makes your blood boil. But how do you separate fact from fiction? That's the premise behind Disinformation, a 10-part series from Evergreen Podcasts and Emergent Risk International coming this fall. Tune into Disinformation wherever you get your podcasts, and remember, don't believe everything you read.